Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Digest it. But today I want to start from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I want to talk about the spiritual man. So please get your notes. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We start from verse 7. From verse 7. And if you are watching online, please stay with us. And please get this mic up so that I need to feel some vibration here. I need to be sure that this man talking is the man talking. Amen. So verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God. You see why that song we sang is very strategic. They didn't know I was going to read 1 Corinthians 2. He said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a what? In a what? Even the hidden. It is hidden, but not secret. There's a difference. When something is hidden, that means it is covered for till a particular time when it will be required. So it is now ready for manifestation. It is ready for people to see it. Which was ordained before the world unto our glory. Next verse. Which none of the princes, which princes are we talking about here? The princes of this world. Principalities and powers. These are not small categories of spirits. These are not demons. These are ruling spirits. These are spirits you cannot engage without a level of dominion. He said, if they knew, God hid it from them. So when they were killing Jesus, they thought they were taking him out. They didn't know they were setting him up. A child of God, a spiritual man, has no disadvantage. Anything they do against him will work for him. I don't know what I did to Tom. It just broke my heart. It's working out for your good. When I was minding him, I thought I married a man of God. He's a man of the devil. It's working out for your good. I got a job. They congratulated me 3 weeks later. They said they needed to resize and downsize. And they fired me. It's working out for my good. When you have this revelation, you enter peace. You are not bothered about whatever. He said they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Verse 9. But as it is written, listen to me, spiritual people here, listen to me. When you are faced with evil winds and contrary situations against you, look for what is written. He said, but as it is written, the reason why they were not able to see what God wanted to do was because they didn't have eyes for it. Was because they didn't have ears for it. Was because there was no understanding that was given into their hearts. The scripture said, as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ears heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man. Do you see how God speaks to you? It will just enter. It will enter like a thought. But it's not just an ordinary entry. It is a divine information being given to you. Sometimes people are waiting to hear a loud voice, but God is speaking to you through conversations. Come on now. God is speaking to you through conversations, and how you will know is that when you heard that thing, it will resonate, it will bounce. The scriptures in the book of Psalms, he said, God spoke once, twice have I heard, it will bounce, it will come back. God's word doesn't go and it will go, it will bounce, it will come back, it will repeat itself. That's how I knew it was God. Yeah. If it's God, if it's not God, you hear it, it will just to just troll. Because every time God speaks, it comes with an energy to accomplish. That's what Busai was talking about. I was going to make a comment about her testimony. You don't apologize when you are worshiping your God. That kind of testimony is a worship. Because you are able to give of your tears. And what does the book of Psalms say? He says God stores our tears in his bottle. You've not read it before. In the book of Psalms, he says when you worship him and you shed tears, when you give testimony, when you do things before him and you are weeping, there's a bottle God keeps them. Say those that are so in tears, he said, keep it for me, keep it for me, keep it for me, keep it for me. Keep it for me. Hold it, hold it. So you don't apologize for worshiping God. You know, somebody sharing a testimony and allow the person. The person feels like expressing himself, allow the person, because even God can be angry at you holding the mic. You dance, you will not dance. Cry, you will not cry. Worship, you will not. Now my daughter wants to you. We have to be spiritually taught how these things work. So you don't apologize. When you are done, that's when you are done. If they don't like it, let them go to the restroom. I'm serious. Look at that scripture. Thou tellest my wanderings, put down my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? That means as God is storing it, he's writing, there's a testament in the realm of the spirit. Saying on this day, this was how she expressed her gratitude, her worship. You think God just looks at some people favor? Some people are too strong for God. God needs to break them. They are too strong. They are a man of God. Go and write this scripture and read it in other versions. Say you told about my wanderings. So you went up and down, frustration. You started weeping before the Lord. God said, give me that one. That's the one I need. That it is that tears of frustration that God needs to change your story. You are too strong. I don't know what to do again. You weep. Now we are transacting. Because God needs something from your side of eternity to change your story in the spiritual. Too strong. Too strong. Must you hear God always? Even me, I don't hear God always. Say, Pastor, I want you to tell me what the... I said, I don't know. I just finished watching Red Dragon on Netflix. I don't know what God is saying. You come another day. My friend came to me. Say, why is it that you don't ever tell me what God is saying? I said, I don't know. I don't know and I don't care. Look at this one. You've kept track of my every toss and turn. Through the sleepless night, each tear entered into your ledger. You thought the tears ended when you stopped crying. No, they've collected it. Come on, say that's me. God doesn't want people who are too strong. You don't need help. If you are too strong, you don't need help. So here we must teach the culture of worship properly. So that when people want to express themselves before God, you must honor that decision. Since you are too strong, you must respect that decision of my sister here to express herself before God the way she likes. You must respect it. Don't be a spiritual hooligan. Careless. And don't apologize for it. Those are moments when God can shift you. That small thing that you are apologizing for. You don't look at people's face. That small thing, what did David do? He expressed his dance carelessly. And one woman reacted in her heart. I said, no child for you again. Meanwhile, our father, God is angry with the papa. The father was Saul. He still has case that we are looking for where to put the punishment. You now put yourself in the line of fire. And God swore by his own word that no child of his in the Jewish nation will be without child. She was the first one God reversed that prophecy for. It was a curse in the land based on the covenant that any Jewish person. See, if you heard me now, and you want to have a child, this thing I just said now, you are free. Hear me, this is not the message, because It is when we teach like this, we set the ground for worship. If he goes anywhere tomorrow, and somebody is trying to be MC, because there are some people, they are MC. You understand? They are not men of God, they are MC. The way he was doing, David could have stopped her if it was in some places. He would stop her. But he's a man of God, you know. If you go elsewhere tomorrow and they try to silence your voice, you will remember you are coming from somewhere. You have to be a spiritual man. That means you look at everything and assess them based on how the Spirit of God is showing you, not based on what people are saying. God bless you. You have helped me with my message this morning. Please go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And let me just say it. It's not only when you are in church. Let your personal worship life be contagious. Let it be what? Contagious. There are some songs, when I listen to them, I don't like listening to the original song that was sung, because they have used keyboard and all those computer softwares to edit the spirit out. They edit the Holy Spirit. When you hear those songs, they are very they are powerful when you sing it raw. But when you listen to the original one, you just know it's there, sha. One of the things you must be persuaded about is God's extravagant love for you. These are the foundational cause for any believer. To be persuaded of God's love for you is life-defining. It will define you. You will know that regardless of what you are going through, God is in that boat with you. Because there are people who are still asking, "Oh God, where is your face?" He said, "My face is where it is, on my head. It's on my face. It's not, I didn't go anywhere." God loves you. So, because now, if I tell you that the highest operation of a spiritual man is the love of God, say, we have heard it before. But you don't know it. You have heard it, but you don't know it. He said, it has not entered into the heart of man. The what? Things. Did you see the things there with an S? Are you with me now? Please be looking at the board as I teach. This lecturer doesn't use chalk. I just point you in the right direction. Did you see the things with an S? That means that apart from the plurality of that word, that even Paul lacked the words to capture what Baba has prepared for you. So he cannot say he or she. He used things. Because for those things to become personalized, your own spiritual eyes must be open to see them. I don't know if you're with me now. Are you with me? Your own eyes, it will be things until my own eyes are open to capture them, and then it becomes personalized. Come on, say, my eyes are open. Say it with faith. My eyes are open. Nothing is more deadly to be at the war front without the advantage of your spiritual eyes. And now nothing is even more dangerous than when you are seeing things and you are unable to give clear understanding to them. You are at the same level of someone who is not seeing. But as it is written, he has prepared these things for them that what? Them that what? Them that what? The love of God is the height of manifestation for what? The spiritual man. God prepared them in his wisdom, but it will be accessible to those who what? Who love him. So the only way to conquer sin is to walk in the love of God. Hallelujah. You cannot avoid fornication because of hellfire. Hellfire is a long distance away. Huh? And sex is sweet. Anybody that tells you not sweet is lying to you, or he has not done it before. You know, stolen waters are sweet. When you are in the world, that 5 minutes, 10 minutes, that planning that you have been doing, how to go and visit that girl, that thing you have been thinking in your mind, that thing you have been thinking, if the girl thought you are just calling her 5 a.m. to say hello, have you woken up? But you know where you are going. It's for, you are planning for Friday, so you start greeting her on Monday. A striker. So when you are planning and you are scheming, you know those schemers? Or schemer, mama. Those ones. When you are scheming in darkness and you are calling Cassandra, you see all those Cassandra, Melinda, all those da-da-da? You have to be careful of them. Anybody that is not in the Bible, check where. Either Igbo or Yoruba Bible, check it too. I'm serious. All those Cassandra, I just want to check on you this one. How are you doing? Are you up? Say, oh, I'm so tired. I had a headache. Oh, nah, lie. By the time you get to that bus stop, have you ever planned for something before? And when the door now opened, you couldn't do it. Which Bible did Joseph read? You understand? But it will not have been clear to Joseph what he lost. Because what would have happened to him is that after doing that thing, what's that woman's name? Potiphar, right? Potiphar's wife will start taking care of Joseph. She'll be giving him recharge card. So I don't like this, your phone. When you walk in this palace, you use iPhone 11, 12, 13, the latest one. You give, you say, and she'll be telling her husband, this guy is very responsive. This guy is very good. When you left, there was a problem with the generator. He did not say it's not his department. This guy, we need to encourage him. Then the husband will say, Joseph, I have been getting good reports about you. I want you to keep it on. You go places. I'm already going places with your wife. You don't know anything. I've gone far. Go places, Bao. I've gone far. You say, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Both Joseph and the wife and the husband would have thought they were doing themselves. Joseph would not have known that what God wanted to give him was a nation. But because in his mind, he didn't even see how it would be possible. Because he came in as a slave. There was no way he would have risen to the political talk hierarchy. There was no way. It doesn't make sense now. It's just like somebody telling you that Pastor Benga is going to be the president of Nigeria in 2023. Bawo. Lori, it's not possible. But really, I have the solution to the problem of this country. But they will not allow me to win. I can give you my manifesto now. I put one picture on my status this last week, and then I began to think about it. You can actually be president. Yeah. You see how vanity starts. We're going to say. So the first thing I'm going to do, and this is just by the way, I get a bulletproof vest. Three. Send my wife abroad. It's my children. The country, there's no first lady in my government. I don't want. Because we are here to fight. First thing, scrap House of Representatives. First thing, cut everybody's salary. Put the president on level 20, put Senate president level 18. I will share level for all of them. Is this my brother on that? I will share level. What are you doing? Are you here to work or to eat? Eh? No, I will not tell them this one when I'm campaigning. It's after I win. If not, they will not vote for me. I announce if you are related to me by family or anywhere, lose my number till after I'm done. I'm not picking calls. You will see me, I'll come and preach, but you don't, please don't talk to me about, we are here to clean the system. I know I may not even survive it at the end of the day, but it will be clear that there was a precedent. Don't worry, they are not, but they are watching online. If they want to have a chat. Next verse. Please. God has given them to those. Please go back to verse 9. I want to read the last line there. God has prepared those things for them that what? Next verse. But he revealed them to us by his. Hold on. Who did God prepare for? Who did he reveal to? Let me rephrase. Who did God prepare for? How did he reveal what he prepared? Can you see that every time the devil convinces you on the reason to be reasonable, you are losing your eternal treasure in God? That the greatest strength of a believer, of a Christian, is his ability to see what heaven has provided per time. Your greatest advantage. So when people are running, you just say, it doesn't matter. You have seen that way is not for you. You've seen it, and it is possible. The problem, sir, is that most people don't believe it is possible to know God's mind on every situation. They don't believe. They say, amen, 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 but people don't believe. That's what this reason, this unbelief is why many believers are spiritually blind. They don't believe, because if you believe, you will not make it. And you will want to wait to see what he say. I want to deal with some rocket science dragons this morning. Did you hear what I said? I said the fact that many are not able to see the mind of God part time is because somewhere the degree of faith that they have and can exercise does not fully provide for knowing the mind of God, even on little things. But the Bible says God prepared them for those that love him, but the only way the lovers can get it is when there is a revelation. This is what I have made available for you. This is what I have prepared for you. It's yours now. The fact that God has revealed it means the time for receiving is at hand. The reason why they are always pressing you in the night is because you have a gift of dreams, but you are not using it. So there can be no vacuum in eternity. The devil will use it. They come and press. Then you wake up, use Pastor Mom. There are some that are even pressing. They don't even know they are pressing them. He said, God has revealed them. You see the word them. Plurality. Again. That means that the thing is not just one time, a one-time thing. God wants you, the sign of a believer. These are the things that Elijah was using to chance people. When Elijah entered, I said, yeah, what's going on here? Get me a ministry. Elisha, get me a ministry. I can call you Father because you ransom. All the things I've done. See, the prophet is hearing God now. Let all flesh be quiet before him. In my former church, there's a prayer we call Adrai Dakeje. Silent prayer. Do they do it in Catholic Church too? You just pray, you and your God. You understand yourself. Adrai Dakeje. My mom, I don't know if she's watching. She told me that time she used to gossip with her friend that was beside her. Then, no, she wasn't born again. Say, she and her mama blessing. Mama blessing. They are like this. So, they will talk and talk. And that 5 minutes, they will talk. They will sell market. They will do everything. In Jesus' name, say, amen. So, all of us did silent prayer, but we didn't know that some people amongst us were not praying. But at least she was honest enough to admit that she and Mama Blessing were, you know, because they are only here, we need now. The thing you're asking God to tell you, if he tell you now, can you hear it? Can you hear that you are wrong? Can you hear that you are wrong? People are asking for what they are not ready for. He said, God revealed them to us by spirit. Now, how does the spirit get the information he's showing us? In what? There's a spiritual Google. Not Google, oh. Google is for local people. Google is Google. Don't go to any international conference and say Google. You'll be thrown out. It's Google. It's Google.com. Not Google. Because I'm still hearing some big men that are banning things everywhere and they are still saying Google. So it's okay. Just we need to be educating ourselves much more. Don't go anywhere and say Google. He said, say God, for the spirit what? He Google searches. He searches how many things? Everything about your life. There is a server. There is a server. He said these things. It's not singular. So don't hide any part of your life. He has an opinion. But he will not tell you if you do not show interest. Come on, say, I hear you. He said he will Google search all things. And how does he do it? Look for that scripture, the spirit of man is candle. I think that should be probably Proverbs. Is it 29 or 27? Searches through. Let's quickly read Proverbs. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. It should be Proverbs, maybe 27 or 29. Kenny, is it there? It's loading. Okay, 27. I beg your pardon. The spirit of a man is what? The candle. So, please, let's use our imagination here. Some of you, our children, they have never seen candle before. You know, my children don't know what atupa. There's something we call atupa, but my children don't know it. They have never seen it. So, I want to send them to Akure now to spend a few weeks for their educational purpose, you know, and advancement. There's something we call atupa. Atupa, for those who have not lived in Nigeria before, is bush lantern. Now, I'm teaching good here now, so you need to hear this, or you'll not hear it anywhere. Bush lantern. You need to clean it every evening. You won't say because it worked yesterday. It is. These are the days we used to sing, yesterday is gone, today I believe, Holy Ghost power, fall on me. You won't say, because yesterday when we pray, God answered. No. That fire for yesterday was allocated for yesterday. Today, I must decide to believe afresh. Come on, say amen. I must believe afresh that the same God of yesterday is still the same God of today. So we will clean the lantern, and usually we clean it in the afternoon or in the evening. Preparing for when the night cometh and no man can do any work. So you prepare for revelation. If not, if you depend on yesterday's anointing, it has gathered dross, it has gathered dust, it has gathered smoke. You may see, but sometimes it may not be clear. That is why those who pray in tongues often, it is easier for them to navigate that realm more than those who speak in tongues when they like. Please hear me, because I'm saying something now, and I don't want you to be familiar with it. Because it is the doers that shall be blessed. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. So what God does is, he lights a candle. But that candle is what? It's your spirit. God does not Google search without your permission. Hear me. God does not trigger a search. Because you are the one he will use. You are the candle. He will not put fire on that candle. It is that fire and the candle that will be searching all parts of what? The inward part of the belly. The inward part of the belly that talks about the innermost part of your spirit. That means that your spirit has every answer. The mind of God is in the heart of God, but it needs to Google search it. So it will now begin to search and begin to look for divine possibilities that can match or best fit. Best fit. Again, it is not so much about Google searching. It's whether you are even patient enough to wait for the result of the Google search. Now, go back to our former scripture. It searches all things. Yeah! the deep things of God. That means that there are certain parts of this ocean. You cannot, even if you have been using common sense, when you get to that part, if you are not hearing God, you will rationalize. I don't know if you heard me now. There are certain parts of your life, even if you have been lying and be saying you are hearing God, when you get to that part, you won't want to hear God. Because you know that this water is deep. So you want to carry your life jacket. You want to carry everything. You want to plan. Do everything. And God is laughing. He said the Spirit searches even the parts that are beyond you. Next verse. For what man, tell me any man you know, would know the things of a man, save the Spirit. That means that the Spirit of a man is a custodian of information. The Spirit of a man is a custodian of the things that pertain to that man's destiny. And that you cannot seek information about the destiny of that man when the man is not present. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man. That means what God has predicted and what God has determined about your life, no man knows it, including you. It is spiritual foolishness. It is spiritual foolishness, tantamount to suicide, for a person who speaks in tongues and says he knows God to be clever, to make a destiny decision on rationality. Because it makes sense. God has told us here that everything that concerns your life and your future, you don't know it. So why are you trying to, let's do it like this? If you now do it like this, you know we need to use wisdom. The Bible says wisdom is profitable to direct. The wisdom that has been revealed is profitable to direct. Somebody is selling pankere. You too now when you went to buy pankere and then you now entered into loss. Pankere is moving. Pankere is moving. You know, there's one king, they call Pankere. Google it. Argue with your mouth pad. He said, even the things of God knoweth no man, but what? The Holy Ghost. Next verse. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. That means we, under no circumstance, should be without guidance. Let me tell you why sometimes people don't know the mind of God on major issues. Because you know you want to pray. Number one is the element of fear. You don't know what God will say. And you have maybe concerned that what God will say may not be something you will like. So you withdraw back. The Bible says, he that fears is not perfected in love. Are you hearing me? He that fears is not perfected in love. So you shy away from him simply because, I can't even see what you are showing me. Pastor Kenny, we need to look for another venue. We'll be doing church. We'll do what we like. Today is Pastor Wumi that Pastor David has pushed to get me out of here. Say we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is of God. So that we might what? So that we might what? What have we been trying to do? To know. What have we been praying about? So that we can know. They are now telling us that inside your spirit, when you came to Jesus, the Holy Ghost was given to you. The same divine quality of God, the eternal quality of who God is, came into your spirit. This is the Bible. Let's just read it as it is. He said it has been given to us. That means that it is not by looking up when I'm singing that I'm connecting to heaven. Because some of us, like Pastor Ben, if you are singing, you now start looking up. Start looking up. As if that's where he is. Do not look left or right. For the kingdom of God is within you. Your answer is within you. Your answer, your revelation is. That's why when you hear God many times, sometimes it looks like you are hearing your voice. Somebody hearing me now? So that we might know the things that have been freely given to us. Those are the things you refuse to pray and hear God. You are not trying to pay for them. They are free. God has given you. He says it's yours. It's free. But people, because of fear, because of unbelief, because of God doesn't talk on time. He likes speaking in parables. Oh God. If I tell you the things that knock people off, they are very small things. The devil is not even involved yet. The devil is not even in Nigeria yet. Next verse, quickly. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual to spiritual. Now, there's a particular translation, I don't know if it's amplified, that says comparing spiritual things in spiritual language. Check amplified. Aha. Look at it. But we are taught by the Holy Spirit, combining and what? Interpreting. You see, this interpretation is where most of us are stuck. Some of us, God has spoken to us, but what is the meaning of what he has said? We don't know. Because it's like a parable sometimes. It's like a parable. You know, like the dream my brother, or the revelation my sister had, like a something like a kind of story. But you need to be able to accurately interpret. He said, combining, that means God reveals something here. He reveals something here. He reveals something here, my brother. Then you bring them together. You combine them and begin to interpret. That means that revelation is progressive. That sometimes it is erroneous to have a dream or a vision and try to interpret it solely. You have to bring the other things God has said to you and then bring them together so that the picture can be complete. There are people that don't write down what they saw. They think they have magical brain. And then you accuse God that God didn't talk. And God is looking at this one. In 1979, I spoke to you and I said, 79. God, can you imagine this is where you are talking about? 79. He said, it's just like yesterday. Because a day is like 1,000 years. So everything God said is still within 1 millisecond. Combining spiritual truth with what? Spiritual language. What is our spiritual language, Tina? Yika, tebara, takure, vre tokuza. That is how we combine and interpret. Yikamalizo, brevitoria. As we are praying in tongues, we are considering the matter before us. Yebrande koto veziria, yela dakudia. You are not just praying in tongues and marking time. You are looking at something in front of you. Ikatubaya kazedi. You want that thing to crack open. So you put your gaze on it. You put your gaze on it. And you begin to combine and interpret with spiritual language. That's how your pastor does it. You want to know? This is the secret. To those who possess the Holy Spirit, verse 14, quickly. But the natural man, the natural man is a kind of born-again Christian who uses common sense to live his life. If she's fat, she can't be my wife. If she's thin, there are some people that detest thin ladies. They say, yeah, how will she carry baby? I'm telling you, you'll be shocked what people believe. So it's on both sides though. I'm telling you, if you like, eat burger. You add weight. When the brother comes, the person God told me is that she's slim. You will start going to exercise, to gym again. Because you want to enter God's will. You want no more. For the natural man, that man that uses realistic knowledge, pragmatic knowledge, philosophical inoculations and incantations to assess life. He said that man cannot receive. He's born again. But the operational level of the word of God is above his level. So the thing will be going over his head. He will not be able to receive it. And he will say, Pastor, I prayed. Like now we are going to fast for the whole month of July. Say amen. Some people do not want me to remember. They want me to forget. They want me to forget that we are going to, that our annual month of prayer and fasting as a church is in July. Now you have heard it. I don't know. I can't see what you are showing me. It doesn't make sense. I can't see nothing. Because now I'm just about to enter into this seven ways you can know a spiritual man. But since you don't want it, it's okay. I just prophesy to you, and I take my seat, and you will write your exam, and your CA, it doesn't matter. Your problem is your problem, it's your problem, it's your problem. That's what my lecturer does. I'm not actually supposed to spoon feed you. So you go to the library and bury yourself there. So you'll be looking at this wicked man. Go and bury yourself. Old books with dust everywhere. The natural man cannot receive. This is the danger of being rational with God. When you try to be realistic with God, God says you will not receive what the Spirit has prepared. So please, you have to be careful with being realistic. God is a faith God. He's a faith God. God sees where there's problem, he says there's solution. God looks at someone that is barren. God says, you have twins. Congratulations. See, I don't like the way God talks. It's not realistic. If you try to talk to him, he's always talking the other direction. I like to be reasonable. I'm a factual person. God says when you are a factual person, then you cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God because they will be foolishness to you. Let the weak say, I am strong. Hallelujah. I'm healed in Jesus' name. Foolishness. How can you know you are feeling feverish and you are saying you are healed? God says it is foolishness to people like you. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. That means there are things God will reveal to you, not by words, not by pictures, but by discernment. You will just look at him. You just know. This is the mind of God. I have not entered my message. Everything I have done successfully now, or I have attempted to do in this class, is to lay a foundation. But they say the time is up. Any other verse? I bet I'll finish. Nobody should judge you. Nobody shall be past. Nobody perfect. Nobody. The spiritual man receives capacity from the Lord to execute judgment on matters. Because before that man speaks, he has known the mind of God. So when we tell you that the throne of Babylon in Nigeria, one day that you people are not expecting it to be overthrown. Then you say, how? They will try to preserve it. It will sweep all of them in one day. But we speak as we see. It's not, we are not looking at permutations and calendar. We are telling you what the heavens have declared. They will try. They will not hold it. He said, he that is spiritual, he that lives his life by the word of God, he that lives his life as led by the Holy Spirit, he that prays and hears the mind of God in the spirit before taking a decision, we receive capacity to judge all things. That means in the process of doing the will of God, in your family, in your business, if something rises against that thing, you will receive judicial power. Hallelujah. To silence that thing. But where you started the thing behind God, married her behind God, did everything behind God, you now came and pastor joined you. By the time the problem starts, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Blind, say, somebody come and I don't know where that thing they come from. Hey. The same prayer. I'm telling you why sometimes pastors will be praying, no result. You pray small prayer, or more prayer for another person. Bam, answer. People are conniving against God. So this is the part of wisdom. To reduce your prayer point. He said, he that is spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself cannot be judged. You cannot take him to a spiritual court. One of the ways you will know you have been sentenced spiritually is when you enter into spiritual dryness. That's another matter for another day. You do everything, you just feel like you are dry. It is evil spirits that stay in dry places. You have been sentenced by the court of Satan. So, but you will not know. You will think it's the weather. You will think everywhere is hot. But you know in your spirit that you are not okay spiritually. I mean, this matter, they sweet me. But they say I should go and sit down. So today, I want you to go back and look at this chapter again. Because as I'm looking at this chapter now, I want to quickly enter Revelations 2. But you people don't have time. And I will tell you what happened when Jesus referred to the church of Pergamos and said, where you are is where the seat of Satan is. I will now explain that one for you to see how powerful 1 Corinthians 2 is. But you guys are not ready for this. So let me tell you good things and then we can go. I'm putting something in your hands now. This is a resource. If you get it right, if you start working on it, you will not get everything one day. But if you start working on it now, you will gain mastery. At the end of the day, even before you come to pastor and say, you want to do this, do that, you yourself, God would have been speaking to you in one way or the other. Are you blessed today? Okay. Prophetic anointing is here. So, as usual, people don't have time. So, I'll be prophesying to myself. And rise to your feet.